In fact, I have people coming in now with second and third generations. Remember when you took care of me when I was could barely see over this counter, you know? And oh yes, over the years, by treating people in a courteous manner. In fact, we even treat the small children as Mr. and Mrs. And they look at you, oh my God. They just get astounded that they're referred to as Mr. and Mrs. It's a matter of a lot of things. Courteous treatment, having what the people need, being a good listener to their problems, and being able to formulate medications that solve their problems. In other words, they're coming to you in many, many cases because they can't get the type of relief that they're looking for from the chain stores.
This relationship you've had with folks here in the neighborhood and the neighborhood itself, what does that add up to? Is it a source of optimism for you?
Absolutely. I'm a born, dyed-in-the-wool optimist. Always have been. People ask me about the neighborhood. I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best neighborhood in the city. That's just my nature, to be optimistic. If you're going to be pessimistic, then you should be in another business. Because people have enough of their own problems without you adding to them. See, you're supposed to have them feeling better. Ladies in the other day, after she gave me a list of her problems and I give her some suggestions, she says, you know something? I feel better already and even haven't even taken it yet. Just talking to you. See, so, but that's your job. People have enough problems without you making it worse.
Is there something you wish, if it was possible, you could have power over that you don't?
There's many things, many areas. I'd like to be able to see a much better educational environment because that's our future. And if the educational environment doesn't get people able to sustain themselves, then it's very easy to see that they're going to have a difficult life if they cannot provide and sustain themselves. I do seminars, graduating class from pharmacists, nursing students, and one thing I always try to impress on them, there is no substitute for excellence. You may not always reach your goals, but always try to. In other words, don't settle for mediocrity. Say, I'm better than that.
When you came here in 1967, did you expect you'd be here in 2012?
Yes, I did. In fact, the store that I left to come here, the owner wasn't too happy to see me leave. Said, you won't be there 6 months. He said, the only thing goes up and down Burleigh Street are funeral processions. I said, well, we'll just see how it works out. It's just something that you prepare yourself for. I feel that I got some of the best training that you could possibly get as far as formal training in school at Creighton and in training in the Rexall store, in compounding and making all the various combinations that we had to make up in those days. And with that type of background, I feel that we're in a position to even see more years. Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure and an inspiration to speak with you.
Thank you. And I just want to see a good world. I want to see people healthy. So many times we get this attitude, oh, God. We get to a point where we think that there's no hope. That type of attitude is very, very detrimental to a person. We should always have the attitude that we can improve things. Have a positive attitude.